The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
I want you to be honest with me now. Are you a screen snooper at work? Do you look at other people's screens either covertly or otherwise? If you're saying you're not, well, you could be lying to me, because one third of you are. According to a new survey, more than a third of Irish employees are actively looking for private information about their colleagues or their customers in the last year, including information about salary, home address and age. I'm joined now by Mary Connaughton, Director of CIPD, that's the professional body for HR practitioners. Mary, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, Pat.
Were you surprised at this number? A third?
I was surprised. I think a third feels very high. I think what it says is that individuals aren't aware of the consequences of what they're doing. So they don't know that there are rules in the company about not accessing other people's hardware and other people's information. And they're probably not aware of the legal implications, because we have data protection legislation which protects people's data.
Now, do we know how they're doing it? I mean, are they literally waiting for someone to go out to lunch and sitting down at their laptop and hacking in? Or how are they getting this information?
Well, it wasn't a CIPD survey, so the information in this particular survey doesn't tell us how they're doing it. But you have to assume that's what they're doing when the person isn't at their desk, that that's what they're trying to do. We know that there are so many more online systems, even from a HR perspective. Most employees now work within a sort of a HR employee system.
Yeah.
And that means they know this information is online if they want to find out about pay data or people's details. And we also know not a lot of employers are monitoring. Only about a third of it monitor people's work performance on their laptops and their computers.
So if you're using some sort of communications platform as a company, and everyone has access, they normally have to sign in, of course, but they may get access to more than their own data.
Well, we wouldn't see that happening a lot, because most systems are developed with high levels of security, and a lot of organisations do significant amounts of cybersecurity training, and that's really to prevent the external attacks, and really to stop those external risks is the focus. And what we see here is a gap that employers need to be talking more to their employees about, not asking internal information.
In other words, if you're an employee, you've got access to this platform to communicate, and you may get curious and start digging down into the platform. The things that motivate people, I mean, what might they want to know? Like, someone's off on holidays, or someone's missing, presumed sick, but may not be sick?
They might want to know that. They might want to know what correspondence is happening between that individual and others that they don't see. But often we also know people are curious about pay, and they want to know what other people are earning. And in next year, we're going to have a new EU directive on pay transparency coming into force in Ireland. And that's going to make sure companies with over 50 employees actually tell employees how pay is set, what the pay bands are, how you can progress up the pay scale. And that means there'll be more information out there. And it'll also give an employee the right to ask their employer far information about people on the same pay range. So I could say, well, I'm doing this particular job and there's five or six of us, I think I'm underpaid. And they could go and say, what's the average pay of this group? And this directive is focused on gender pay equality. So you would get that back, showing the difference between males and females.
Okay,
and
there but it means that under GDPR, they can't give precise information about anybody.
Correct.
So it has to be averages and generalities.
It is. Yes. Yes, it is. It is. I mean, I think employees need to be more aware of that GDPR breach, because it's often talked about in terms of general business and sales information. But going looking for another person's personal information is a GDPR breach. And the individual needs to know the consequences, because most contracts of employment, IT policies will have disciplinary policies, will state that this is a breach of the behaviour expected in the organisation, and can take disciplinary action up to dismissal.
Of course, you might have the bosses snooping on their employees.
That can happen, but then bosses
they've
often
got access
have more
to the platform.
Entitlement.
They control the platform.
Yes, it depends on what particular system it particularly is. Managers are often given higher levels of access to information about people than other employees are, but it doesn't mean they've access to everything. So there will still be some information, for example, maybe health information that managers may or may not be given access to. And that can vary about financial information as well in the organisation.
Now, one of the ways in which people might access someone's personal computer would be that, you know, someone needs to get information from it, they're remote, and they say, here's my password. So that password goes in for one use only in theory, but of course the person might just log it in their own phone. That's the password for Mary's laptop. Now I have it, and at my leisure I'll have a go.
Well, that's a real risk, and I think that's a risk that employers need to talk about more, is the practice of sharing passwords is really risky. I mean, we now have so many multi-factor authentication, so it's checking my password, it's also sending me a note on my phone that I have to put in, and I might be using a fingerprint or a face ID. So there's more and more sophisticated stuff to check that if I'm Mary Connaughton doing something, that it is Mary Connaughton who's doing it. But still, employers need to be talking to employees more about the actual risks and the consequences of attempting to breach.
Do you have advice for people to keep their information safe?
In terms of keeping your information safe is really not to be spreading it around in lots of different systems. Keep your information in a particular place and know where it is. Be watchful of what you have shared with people and be mindful of what's going on in your organisation and what you can see about other people. Employees can take a concern to the Data Protection Commissioner if they have a concern about what's going on in their employment without even knowing all the details. So that protection is there. But we do know a lot of people are very open about what's on them on social media, but that doesn't mean they should have the same policy in work. They need to be more sensitive about what information they share about themselves and what they look for others.
And the right of an employer to utilise, for example, information that is publicly available on social media about their employees. I mean, if, for example, you have that sick call on the Monday morning, which you also see on social media that they were off on the RAS on Sunday. Can you use that information? It's in the public domain, as it were.
That's a very tricky area to actually be able to deal with. So if a person is actually being very critical of the organisation and having a negative impact on the organisation, employer might be able to use that.
But if it was quite apparent they were guzzling it back on a Sunday and they don't show on Monday and they call in sick,
Can you
add that two and two together?
You cannot automatically just make those things. I mean, people might look and see, is there a pattern going on here? But you couldn't just make that jump.
Okay,
that's the reason why.
It wasn't the drink, it was the last packet of peanuts.
Potentially, you just cannot make assumptions around that. It doesn't mean you wouldn't have a conversation with the individual saying, well, what contributed to it? And you'd be looking at a pattern. So you'd be watching, is there a pattern around this going on and about their absence?
Some of the questions. One of my bosses is quite careless with paperwork. He had several times left his payslip open in a shared computer. Almost all of the employees now know exactly how much he earns. Is looking at that, due to his carelessness, a breach of the rules?
If it's in what you would call a public place, not necessarily. If it's in something that would be considered private to him, in a way, whatever way his laptop or his screen is set up, and you were nosily looking at it, it could be.
Snooping is embedded in Irish DNA, says another. It's not GDPR, surely. I wouldn't and don't want the whole job knowing what I'm earning. It's no one's business. And I made that point earlier that is GDPR. They can't say precisely what Mary is earning, but they can say that someone typically in that position is earning X or Y or Z.
They can say that, so if I'm working with a group of people and we're doing the same work, they can tell me, okay, so the pay band for that job is from, I don't know, 30,000 to 60,000.
So if you're outside that pay band, you have a grant.
And the average pay is this amount, so the average pay is 35,000. And I can see, well, hold on, I'm a top performer and how come I'm only earning 30,000 when the average is 35? So that's the nature of the information that people would get.
Mary Condon, who's director of CIPD, which is the professional organisation for HR practitioners. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.